Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. Jack Blood filling in for Alex Jones. I want to go right to Scott Ritter. He has a limited amount of time with us, and we just got him for about 15 minutes here at the last minute to weigh in on this impossible situation we face. If you're not familiar with Scott Ritter, he was for 12 years an intelligence officer in the United States Marine Corps. He served as lead analyst in the Marine Corps Rapid Deployment Force concerning the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in the Iraq and Iran War. During Desert Storm, he served as ballistic missile advisor to General Norman Schwarzkopf, and later worked as security and military consultant for Fox News Network. He joins us now on the Alex Jones Show. Scott, always good to talk to you, man.
Hey, thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Let's just get right to it here. Obviously, you know, one of the things I really learned from you, Scott, is that we completely underestimate what war really is, and a lot of people now regretting that they gave Bush, or allegedly gave Bush, the authority to go to war in Iraq. But do the American sheeple, do the Stepford Republicrats know what we're about to get into with this whole conflict in the Middle East?
No. I mean, you know, most Americans today, you know, got up and didn't even turn on the television, didn't read the newspaper, and went about their daily activities. When they turn on the TV, when they do read a newspaper, they either are looking for, you know, cheap entertainment, reality TV, sports, you name it. The last thing they do is dive into the, you know, extremely complicated, sequence of events that's playing itself right out in the Middle East. And even if they do read that, they don't have the depth to read beyond the headlines.
Well, look at the cheerleaders for both the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, and even what's going on now on two fronts on Israel. These are all chicken hawks, people that didn't actually serve in war, weren't on the front lines in war, and probably have little to no understanding what actually happens in war. If they do, then, of course, they're selling death to the American people. I mean, plain and simple.
Yeah, they're not just selling death to the American people. They're selling power for themselves. And, they use the war as a vehicle of empowerment, and they play upon the fear and ignorance of the American people. They say, look, there's a huge threat out there. It's constant. It's ever present. And, you know, you need to empower us to do things. And, the American people, as long as it doesn't impact them here at home, they'll let the government do whatever they want, including infringing on their individual civil liberties in the name of security,
which is always at the bottom line of all of this. Scott Ritter, what were you thinking as you watched this develop, first in Palestine, now in Lebanon and Syria, with the threats and the saber-rattling going on from, you know, Radia up to Tehran? What are you thinking? What are you seeing through all this?
Well, I'm seeing conflict being forced. I mean, we know that there was an element of Israeli government, the Israeli government that was looking to exploit the pro-war tendencies here in America to solve their problems with Iran, with Syria, with Hezbollah in Lebanon, with Hamas, through military action. And, I see this being forced. I'm not saying that there's not bad guys out there that need to be dealt with, but it seems that diplomacy has been given little or no chance. The only time people mention diplomacy is for when it's a smokescreen to confuse the general populace.
Well, and then here you go again with the mainstream media coercion, where if you even mention something like diplomacy or ceasefires or talking rather than killing, you are perceived as weak and coddling the terrorists.
Yeah, or weak and coddling the terrorists. What terrorists? I mean, you know, there are terrorists out there. There's bad guys out there. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, this global war on terror, as you dig into it, you find out that the reality is most of the terror faced by Americans is created in the minds of policymakers who exploit this color-coded fear charge that the Homeland Security's put out there.
We're going to get to that on the other side of this break. Scott, you're staying with us for about 10 more minutes?
Yes.
Okay, Scott Ritter, folks, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
There word is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, it is the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Our guest today, Scott Ritter, former UN weapons inspector, getting his analysis on the world on the brink. And as Scott, you just said, I couldn't agree with you more that this is really some type of color-coded terror warning, fear-selling in the end. I mean, we've just talked to Alex Jones, and we did, I think, a very good analysis for about 20 minutes how these global chieftains seem to back both sides of any military conflict. And when we got together last time and we did an event together, you and I, Scott, and we talked about that extensively, how Iran and Iraq were both backed by Western forces in that war. And I think that's a pretty good example of how I think what we're seeing now in the Middle East, no?
Absolutely. We're seeing events unfold. Again, as I said, it's a matter of the ignorance of the American people being exploited by those who have ulterior motives, whether it be oil, whether it be domestic political power, etc.
You work with the United Nations. There's been a lot of chatter going back and forth, whereas yesterday we tried to get China to rebuke North Korea. They vetoed that. They tried to get us to rebuke Israel. We vetoed that.
Comment on that. What's going on in the Security Council right now between China, Russia, the United States, and some of the major players as this all plays out?
Well, I mean, remember, the Security Council is composed of nations, especially the five permanent members who wield the vetoes, who use the Security Council as a vehicle to promote more or less their own, you know, national interest.
Is there a conflict? I mean, do you see this boiling over to a conflict? Well, because this is what a lot of people are talking about, Scott, and I think a lot of people are...
I don't see global conflict. I see the Security Council as a tool that could have meaningful impact on resolving conflict if the individual member states would let it. And the number one transgressor is the United States. You know, we're the ones that, you know, through our new ambassador, John Bolton, have basically said, we don't respect the UN, we don't respect international law, and we will only abide by it when it suits our, you know, specific national interest.
Which doesn't speak much to the air of cooperation.
Well, that's right. So, therefore, you know, we pressure the Chinese to go after North Korea while we do nothing on Israel. China says, the heck with you. You know, we're gonna move forward, you know, on, as we see fit. China doesn't want a conflict on its own borders. The North Korean thing can be dealt with diplomatically. The Iranian thing can be dealt with diplomatically. Israel could be dealt with diplomatically if the United States was willing to stand up to Israel. But again, this is more about, you know, people that we liken to chicken hawks who have never been to war, never worn a uniform, but use the language of war, because war is one of the things that's most easily sold to an ignorant population. We saw that with the Germans as they sold global conflict on the German people during the 1930s. And we've seen this today with the new American empire run by Bush and Cheney, and how the Republicans, and indeed many Democrats, have basically painted the picture of, you know, a world out of control that requires, you know, unilateral military intervention, that we can only resolve this by the sword, that anything less than the sword is weakness, and that, you know, we can't go down the path of being weak or our enemies will exploit this. I mean, this is stuff that plays well on TV, and it's tough to, to debate against, because I just look at you and go, oh, you're a wimp. The problem is there's a lot of people like me who aren't wimps, who've been in the military, been there, done that, have the T-shirt, who are standing up and saying, you know, war should be the last option. And what I mean by the last option is the last option. We should, you know, make sure that we exhaust every other option to resolve a conflict before war. But see, that opens you up to criticism. That means now you get to be attacked as weak, and the people that are promoting war aren't doing it for national security. They're doing it for their own domestic political interests.
Sure. I mean, and what you've said before, and you've gone on the record many times, I mean, we should not be surprised that civilians, innocent civilians and children are being killed in a war. That's what happens in war, isn't it, Scott?
It does happen. I mean, we'd like to minimize it, but it's a tragic reality of war. The innocents always pay the price.
And so we shouldn't be surprised when, unfortunately, it used to be more collateral damage. Now they seem to be the first people who are getting it, Scott.
Well, that's because there's no target out there that's legitimate. I mean, you know, we're not going after the factory that produces missiles, or, you know, the tank division. You know, we're going after so-called non-state targets.
Is this part of a plan of psychological warfare against the people, or is this just wrong-headedness?
It's wrong-headedness. It's part of not only bad policy, but bad people who are making this policy, people who truly don't care about human beings.
You know, you came out, I think it was about a year and a half ago, and you were speaking out very strongly against an attack on Iran, and reading the, not the tea leaves, not looking in your crystal ball, but looking at intelligence that you had with your connections around the world, seeing things really escalating into Iran, nearly predicting an invasion a year ago today. And then I know recently you came on and said, well, here's the next window. What I'm getting at here is, are they running out of time? Is that why we're seeing things escalate so much now, every second? Literally, while we're doing this show, something else is being bombed, something else is escalating. Are they running out of time with Iran and Syria?
Well, it depends who you ask. There are certain political powers that believe that you know, forcing this to decisive conflict prior to the November elections would be foolhardy. There are others who say, look, the Democrats don't have their act together at all, and as long as this scene is being forced on us, not by us, we can get away with that. And in a way, that's what's happening now. Yeah. Is Israel's forcing the issue. if this was an issue that was just left to the United States, I don't believe that we could see this kind of action taking place until after the November elections. But because this is being forced upon us, the Bush administration will be seen as being in reactive mode instead of, you know, being, preventive, instead of being, proactive. And the Bush administration can say we had no choice but to go forward.
Right, and using Israel as a proxy to actually make that happen. You think it's going to go that far, Scott? Are we in the heads of the Israeli government? Are we in the heads of guys like Shimon Peres or Olmert? Are we directing them? Is the tail wagging the dog or the dog wagging the tail here?
Well, I think it's a combination of the two. I think the Israelis definitely have a game plan, but they need the United States to do certain things with that game plan. It all works when America does it willingly. When America doesn't do it willingly, the Israelis will exploit the tremendous influence they have in the policymaking circles of the United States to get us to do things. It's very difficult to take on the Israeli lobby. It's a very difficult thing to do if you're an American politician, because it's all based upon money and influence. And, it's based upon the control of the media. The second you speak out against the Israeli lobby, you're labeled anti-Semitic.
Right.
Now you're fighting a fight. You're no longer dealing with the issue you wanted to talk about, which might be irresponsible Israeli policy or, too much Israeli influence in American policy making. You're now fighting that, I'm not as anti-Semite. And, of course, they just won. The second that you have to shift gears and start addressing that issue, they win.
Yeah, I often find we have to put disclaimers on shows like this just because, again, this is exactly the allegations that will be levied upon us when we even have discussions like this. Yet, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Coronado base, which I know they train a lot of Navy SEALs at, which is in the shape of a swastika. Scott Ritter, have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
I have a picture of it on my website for anybody who wants to go look at it. But, I mean, here we have a military installation, a military building, much like the Pentagon, that's shaped in the form of a swastika. I mean, who's anti-Semitic here? I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I'd have to know more about it to understand what the symbolism there is.
We'd also have to actually digest and throw down some semantics on the word Semite, because we know that means actually Arabs and Jews as well. How do you see this playing out, Scott? Give me your analysis. Look forward for the next couple of days or the next week or the next month, if you would.
Well, I don't see the United States ready to make a decisive move on Iran. We don't have that game book in play yet. And so I do see that we will give Israel enough rein to take on Hezbollah. But Israel couldn't decisively take on Hezbollah in Lebanon unless they, engage Syria. And if you engage Syria, you bring the Iranians in. And so we're going to see Israel, just pounding the heck out of Lebanon. You'll see the United States moving in and trying to resolve this thing, because I still believe that the most influential political thinkers in Washington, D.C. feel that, taking America down the path towards military conflict prior to the November elections is not wise. There is a possibility people will say, look, it's early enough in the political game that if we act decisively now, we might have this thing all wrapped up before November. But I think that voice is in the minority. So I believe the United States is going to do its best to rein Israel in and not...
I've noticed that the rhetoric coming out of the State Department, Condoleezza Rice, at this point, is now starting to admonish and kind of warn Israel about hitting civilians, and they seem to be backing off from the carte blanche that was originally given to Israel, though George W. Bush is not pressuring Israel for any type of a ceasefire. Is it even possible, with all of our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq currently, that we can just stand back and do nothing while these people go at each other?
Well, we're not doing nothing. We're not going to, act militarily, if that's what people are looking for. But, I mean, we are engaged diplomatically.
What I'm getting at here is if this turns out that, Syria or Damascus is actually attacked tomorrow or the next day or the day after that, I mean, can we just stand back and go, oh, well, this isn't us. It's Israel doing this, and watch the fireworks. I mean, being there on the ground, being on the border of Iran, being caught in the middle of all this, I mean, we have to do something.
Well, if Israel attacks Syria and it escalates, and Israel refuses to back down, then pretty much America's been sucked into a war. Israel really is in the driver's seat here, because if Israel makes a move on Syria and Iran retaliates against Israel, We now have a regional conflict that will involve American
Scott, thanks for joining us. Scott Ritter, folks.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Going back to the Scott Ritter interview we just finished with, I mean, the key there, just as we were finishing up the interview, is if we get suckered into a war, that's the question. I mean, you can have a conservative analysis here, you can hope for the best, you can hope that cooler heads will prevail, but in the end, what do you do when you're suckered into a war? I don't really believe we can be suckered into a war. I think, obviously, having done a lot of research into globalism, globalist control of these various powers and countries and leaders around the world, I'm not sure if it's even possible to get suckered into a war. I think what it's possible, what is possible, is to make it look like we were suckered into a war, which I think is entirely predictable almost at this point. I mean, how desperate are the neocons? How desperate are the global controllers at this point? Because the reason that they're getting desperate, the reason that they've run out of time with Iran and Syria and some of these ultimate objectives is because you've backed them up. Let's not forget that. The same thing with the free trade area of the Americas, the American Union, the Pan-American Union. We were talking about that earlier. We've backed them up. We've backed them into a corner. And when you're looking at all of the information now coming out and the populist mindset, the overall collective getting in their faces about 9/11 and them having to answer to the big questions about 9/11, you really get a picture of a rat backed into a corner baring its teeth. So could we get suckered into this war? Are things going to continue to escalate? Or can we look at the recent statements coming out of France, the Vatican, the United Nations, even the State Department, beginning to kind of backtrack here and rein this whole thing in? I just certainly hope so at this point. But again, hoping isn't one of my better aspects or traits, honestly, because we have to almost expect the worst knowing what these people have already done. We're going to continue to take calls. I thought we'd have Scott Ritter a little longer, but that means we have time to take all of your calls at 800-259-9231. You can weigh in on the Middle East situation. You can bring up just about anything you want. We've got a ton of news here to report, so we can get to any number of things. We will open the lines. 800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex today. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Jack. Well, I really enjoyed Alexander the Great and astute, adroit, and concise analysis of world events earlier.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was kind of weird calling into his own talk show, but he did. you know, we got, as your guest, Scott Ritter mentioned, you know, and the Bible mentions, too, wars and rumors of wars. Now, at some point, Jack, with all this, chaos and disorder, people are gonna, in desperation, you know, they're gonna clamor for a savior or a leader to bring us out of the wilderness, so to speak, and rescue us from our own devices.
Right. Well, half the people think that that's George Bush. The other half think it's someone like John Kerry or Hillary Clinton. I mean, what are we gonna do? Actually, let me rephrase that. A quarter of the people here in this country think that it's Bush and the neocons. A quarter of the people think that it's Hillary Clinton or one of her minions. And the other half of the people just don't know what to think.
Well, it's either skull or bones. Take your pick.
Or Bill or Berg.
Again,
we're given very few options and very few choices. You know, I had a guest on the other day, and he said, you know, Jack, who do you want to be president? And it didn't take long for me to arrive at someone like Ron Paul. But look, I mean, what is the reality of something like that happening? I mean, we've got to prepare for the worst, don't you think, Jim?
Yes, I do, Jack.
Are we being pessimistic here, or do we got to prepare for the worst?
Well, hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Look, I mean, I'm seeing them ramping up bird flu in a way that at this point, I thought they had dropped it. I thought that we had revealed ultimately this hoax and this scam and another point and purchase of fear mongering. But here we are again, now seeing the funeral directors here in Texas and around the country preparing for a lot of dead bodies. The Red Cross in Peoria, Illinois, saying that the mutation of the bird flu is going to arrive there, and more fear-mongering on bird flu. I mean, so I guess at this point, if you're not prepared, and I want to emphasize the word prepared, if you're not prepared and prepared for the worst, you've got to be really living in a segment of non-reality, some type of a matrix.
Well, Jack, I'm terrified of the terrorists, and I'm living in fear of them. But it's a fear that I know they will try to hurt me. That's why I am preparing.
Well, good. I'm concerned. I'm never afraid. Thank you for the call, Jim. We'll come back. Go to Jeff in California, Charles in Rhode Island, John in Ohio. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
New information coming out about the Valerie Plame affair. Wayne Madsen is on the ground and will be reporting into this broadcast in the next half hour at the third hour of the broadcast today. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones, The Alex Jones Show. And we're just taking calls here for the next half hour. Let me just quickly share this with you. As I mentioned earlier, Bohemian Grove never getting bigger coverage than it has this year. Same thing with the Bilderberg Group. Do you get the feeling that we're having an effect? Finally, we have people in the mainstream media, Lou Dobbs and many, many others now, coming to the realization that we are about to lose our sovereignty, that there is an American Union at foot, and that something needs to be done about it. We said Scott Ritter on the air. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, years ago, we're reporting there will be no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that this is a big plot and a plan to do any number of things on a cost-benefit analysis basis. And yes, because we didn't attack Scott Ritter, we listened to him, we were able to have that information. I want to go over with you regarding Bohemian Grove, just some of the editorial that's floating around in mainstream media today. This is at Yahoo. Bohemian Grove, a 2,700-acre redwood forest in Sonoma County, California, owned by the Bohemian Club, is apparently set up for camping, but that's where things start to get a little fuzzy. The Bohemian Club is an exclusive all-male club founded in the late 1800s. The story goes that writers like Jack London, Mark Twain, and Bret Hart were looking for an excuse to drink together, and they invited a few local businessmen to foot the bill for the boozing. The club grew It gentrified from there. Every July, the club holds a two-week-long private event at the Grove, rumored to be a summer camp of sorts for up to 2,500 rich and powerful men, including CEOs and U.S. presidents. But it is a creepy concentration of world powers holding bizarre rituals and setting agendas, or is it just an innocuous bunch of guys getting soused and exercising their right to relieve themselves on the Redwoods? Depends on who you talk to. Again, Yahoo obviously has not seen the order of death. We are curious about the legend or the alleged lakeside talks where government, business, and entertainment big shots meet for some intellectual stimulation, but the annual gathering is famously difficult to get into. The reliable documentation is hard to find, not if you look. And since we haven't been invited, we're sure it's merely due to a clerical error. We can only speculate. Well, again, at least they're openly speculating, which I believe is got to be some advancement. Here is a story from Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. And they go on to talk about Inside Bohemian Grove, the story People Magazine won't let you read. I will spare you the editorial. Counterpunch, and this is generally, I'm not going to say, it's a very libertarian-oriented website. If you haven't been to counterpunch.com, Alexander Cockburg, Jeffrey St. Clair, writing a story back in 2001, Meet the Rulers of the World, the Truth About Bohemian Grove. And they go on to talk about the Bilderberg Group, Nelson, David Rockefeller, the people that rule the world with the world's secret government, even mentioning the term Illuminati. So again, I mean, more and more information coming out through various forces over the last couple of years and really now coming to a head, the pinnacle really starting to come out to the mainstream public. And again, we can only thank the Internet and the great research by our own Alex Jones to make that happen. Go back to your calls, 800-259-9231. We'll go to Jeff in California. Jeff, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, yeah, Jack. I'm just sitting back here taking in the sights. Yeah, I just, I don't know, I've just noticed a lot of vehicles around here. I just saw one is a dark rescue team. I guess it may be part of the fire department.
But where are you located so people know?
Oh, I'm out in California, Sacramento.
Where about? Okay, Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento's in Northern California.
I hope people know that.
Yeah, yeah. And over here, I was just noticing, I guess it must be the fire department, a big truck pulled up, dark rescue team, and then right above it had drowning accident. You know, I've never seen a fire truck like that before. But in any event, I just wanted to talk to you about a couple of things, Jack, about FEMA, fear the train of coming. I mean, do people realize that there are over 600 FEMA camps within the United States, and basically, I guess what they're calling future concentration camps. And, of course, they're all there by executive order. And, you know, some, like the ones in Alaska, are only accessible by air and rail transportation.
Well, here's the thing about that, though, Jeff. Let me interrupt you, because for years we were talking about the quote-unquote FEMA camps, and I had an interesting exchange with Oliver North once about this, but now we're seeing, because of the international war on terror, global war on terror, we're seeing people brought to, I mean, this is just out in the mainstream media, people brought to detainment camps. I remember when we were in New York, we saw a quick makeshift detainment camp put up on the pier. They called it Gitmo on the Hudson. We, have Guantanamo Bay. And in case you don't believe that your local convention hall or your local Superdome could be a concentration camp, I mean, let's just look and see what happened in New Orleans. So, of course, again, mainstream media, Halliburton building ICE camps to detain, quote-unquote, illegal immigrants. Well, we know they're not going to really detain illegal immigrants. They're going to give them amnesty. So what are those camps really for? So this isn't a big, dark conspiracy now where we've got to try to get some shots of the double-decker trains with the handcuffs in them, which I've seen before, or we've got to get some pinnacle location of these quote-unquote FEMA camps. Now we know that anything could be a FEMA camp, and of course, again, it's admitted, Halliburton even building more camps.
Oh, exactly, Jack, and I think that, well, for the most part, the FEMA camps, you know, if Bush declares martial law, and let me go back to Katrina first. I mean, I think that that was just a training exercise. A lot of the things that, you know, a lot of the actions or inactions by the government were, to me, directed toward a training exercise to see how it would be, you know, what response
sure
would be given. And, if, you know, if Bush declares martial law, FEMA's infamous red and blue list, and according to CIA sources and other government officials, they have over 6 million Americans' names marked with for priority arrest, and that would be activists, war protesters.
Talking about the red and blue list?
Exactly, the red and blue list. And I'm sure my name's on it. And, you know, basically to determine, you know, I guess where they're going to send the activists.
Do you think it's feasible? I mean, you think it's feasible they can round up so many dissenters? I mean, we've heard about 5 million people last time I checked being on some type of a terrorist watch list here
exactly.
in the United States of America. I mean, who's going to be able to round up all those people if they stand up? Now, I understand that a lot of the people that might listen to this show that consider themselves patriotic Americans or even dissenters might fold pretty quickly when their food and water is cut off. So,
well,
I mean,
I guess they might
just walk right into these camps as we saw people do in New Orleans.
Well, so, you know, let me tell you, the government, as far as them considering who is a terrorist, you know, you may have been a peaceful protester at the Republican National Convention, or perhaps an individual who had an interest in the wrong book at the library. I mean, it's that simple. And, you know...
But the bottom line is, I mean, you know, here we talk about martial law, and we get these warnings coming from Tommy Franks and others that this Constitution will be suspended if we get another attack here on U.S. soil, and that martial law could be invoked, and we could have a militarized police rounding people up. But let's look at this logically, because what I'm trying to get out here, Jeff, is that a lot of this is a fear tactics, scare tactics, because they honestly can't monitor all of us and do something about it. They honestly can't round us all up and throw us into camps. A lot of this is going to have to be voluntary.
Oh, well, it's, you know, I know with me it's not going to be voluntary. If they try to round me up, there's going to be a fight. I guarantee you that.
Well, if we all stand up to them, I mean, let's not forget this. The bottom of the pyramid holds up the top of the pyramid, and that's where most of the bricks are, Jeff. So if we remember that and we all stand together and lock arms and lock hands, they can't drag us all off at once. I just want people to know that. Yes, they're monitoring you. Yes, they're databasing you. Yes, they've got Carnivore and Echelon and certain spider bots and programs watching what you do and reporting what you read from the library. But what can they actually do about it is
the
thing.
Yeah, it's called freedom of speech under the First Amendment. And, you know, under the executive order, this FEMA deal, the government, In case of martial law, they can take over the railroads, they can take over the inland waterways.
They can take your property, they can take your car, they can use your house as a command base.
Exactly. And, you know, Jack, I mean, I think that, you know, there's a railroad company called Gunderson Railroad Company. They received a contract to build over 400 boxcars. Now, these boxcars were ordered and paid for by the UN. And these boxcars had, what, I think it was 135 human shackles in each car. Now, I don't know how they can put that many people in there. Maybe, you know, but having said that, you know.
We're just gonna rescue. We're here to help you, but we do have to chain you up for your own safety. Just get on the train and be quiet.
Yeah. Now, you know, it makes me think, Jack, what does the New World Order have planned? Bush, Cheney, you know, They've been known to have ties to these railroad companies, Kansas City Southern, Union Pacific, Trinity Railcar, Chamberlain Group, and Greenbrier Companies. And I mean, if anybody does Google search on any of that, you know, the board of directors and all of that stuff. But you know, now some of these boxcars, Jack, have been cited to have such labels as Kansas City Southern on the side to make them appear more inconspicuous. But boxcars typically have numbers like CSXT with a number on the side, which actually reporting the mark indicating who owns the car and the number being how to route them. But it's just, you know, that's why I said fear of the train of coming, because if they institute martial law,
right,
there's 6 million people that are on these red and blue lists, and, of course, the CIA knows about this. They can't deny it. They're part of the people who compile the list.
Well, you've got a lot of information, Jeff. As much as I'd like to sit and co-host this show with you for the next hour and a half, I got a lot of calls, so I'm going to let you go there. I suggest, you know, you got a lot of information, compile it into an essay, help syndicate that, get that around the Internet and get this information out to people. But again, I want to be very clear here. First of all, no one's safe. Maybe Dick Cheney or somebody is involved in this type of behavior, but if they think they're safe, from the globalist controllers. All they have to do is look at some of the rats who were sacrificed, who outlived their usefulness, and we can run right down and start at Noriega, go to Saddam Hussein, and even Kenny Boy Lay, to give you a few examples of this. Really, no one's safe from this behavior, but we have to remember that they can't get us all if we stand up, and that's why we never, never lay down. Charles in Rhode Island, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, greetings and salutations, fellow slowly pointing frog.
Yes, sir. You're crackling pretty good there.
Anyways, Jack, I want to bring...
Yeah, sorry, Charles. That you can stay on board. We'll try to get a better connection, but your connection is unlistenable, unaudible. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, I wanted to mention that I think we've really got to break out of the media's hype and whitewashing Israeli terrorism, the neocon military-industrial complex terrorism of the United States, and realize that, as you said earlier, and I really appreciate you mentioning the fact that this government is harboring terrorists who have bombed, assassinated, blown up a Cuban airliner right down there in Miami, Orlando Bosch and Luis Posada. And these guys are held up as heroes rather than being put into the dock for absolute capital crimes. And back a few years ago, all the media was in Cuba, and they completely covered up a well-documented tribunal that went on for a couple of weeks with foreign people, leaders, witnesses, and victims of U.S. terrorism that went on for 40 years against Cuba. That included blowing up Cuban airliners, bombing hotels, germ warfare, assassinations. So
that
I think
can be justified because Cuba is bad, right?
Yes, the demonization of whoever is being set up for attack and the whitewash of these neocon military industrial madmen. I recall that it was Ray McGovern who said the present gang of neocons in this government, you know, as bad as other governments in this country have been, were considered even by those other warmongers.
Yeah, John,
crazies,
crazies. I appreciate what you're saying, and one thing that we have to make clear to everybody here is we don't hate this country. I'm speaking for myself, John, maybe not you. We don't hate the country. We love this country. That's why we're trying to point out the obvious, because until we understand the history, until we understand what's really going on, that yes, we are sheltering terrorists, we're training and funding terrorism all around the world, we're not going to be able to stop this merry-go-round. So if you're listening to this program maybe for the first time and it sounds like, oh, wow, these are a bunch of lefty kooks that hate their country. No, we love this country. That's why we speak out. That's why we pass along the information we do, is because if we don't let people know what the history is, we don't let people understand the deep analysis of what's going on right now as we're broadcasting, we'll never be able to fix it. The old adage, those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Thanks for
that. That's exactly what I believe as well. Are you there?
I'm here, John.
Final comment, please. I think people do have to get other sources, like a workers' org who brings some of this out. But we got to realize, I think, that even countries like that, you were talking about the police state measures that are threatening us, and whether we're going to go peacefully into the night. There's a lot of evidence that the founders of Israel actually collaborated with that, with the Nazis. The Zionist organizations actually collaborated with the Nazis.
Highly documented.
Yes, books like Zionism in the Age of the Dictator, where the Zionist organizations collaborated with Himmler to exterminate millions of Hungarian Jews, telling them they were going to bucolic work camps, and they knew totally that they were going to their death. And some of these people were the founders of Israel. This idea that the Zionism is the protector of the Jews is one of the biggest lies and hoaxes of the century.
And I think a lot of people in Israel actually know that. John, I got to keep rolling. I appreciate your contribution. Keep the faith. Cliff is up from Idaho. Cliff, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
You're doing a fine job, Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah, all this problems we're having is really escalating over there, you know, and a lot of people don't know that Israel is the one that attacked USS Liberty and blamed it on Egypt.
Well, look, I'm going to bring up, let me just interrupt you for one quick second, because I'm going to bring up Wayne Mattson, who alleges that the USS Cole was actually attacked by Israel, and that is some breaking news that we haven't really discussed before, so that could be some new information we haven't heard. And yes, I mean, there is a pretext, isn't there, behind every war, behind every conflict, and General Smedley Butler was exactly correct when he said war is a racket. Go ahead.
Right. Well, one of the main reasons I called you up was to talk to you was that, you know, before 9/11 happened, I kept seeing a couple planes run into a building, but I didn't know where it was at. Well, now, you know, about the last couple of weeks, I've seen a couple missiles flying over a certain type of hill. And the astronauts, you know, left on Independence Day, and they're...
Well, let me stop you there. What do you mean you've seen missiles flying over a hill? You're in Idaho.
I'm in Idaho. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I had one. I seen planes flying into the buildings in like in a dream.
Oh, okay.
Before 9/11, and about the last 2 weeks, I've seen two missiles flying over.
Well, I wanted you to clarify that. So in your dream, you're seeing missiles. Where are you seeing the missiles fly?
Well, I'm just seeing them come over a certain type hill, and it, and the one that I found looks like it's in Idaho, and that's what really gets me, you know. And these psychopaths.
So you had a precognitive dream that 9/11 would happen.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
But you know, and that's something people are forgetting, because it left on Independence Day, and I was supposed to come back, and they blame it on North Korea, the midget idiots over there.
Well, keep us abreast of your dreams. We're looking at a lot of documentation here, and that's exactly how we arrive at our analysis on the program. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Jones Show, Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today, possibly Monday and Tuesday. We'll see how it goes. Wayne Madsen coming up here in the next hour, talking about some new developments in the Valerie Plame case. TWA 800, the anniversary was just recently. Now we're seeing that this is being blamed on the Iranians, and some possible new information on the coal strike, the Cole bombing, which was the initial Al-Qaeda offense, which could have been pulled off by Israeli forces. And this, a lot of this kind of makes sense because we have watched as the terrorists that are involved in the Cole bombing are constantly escaping from their captive quarters around the world, Qatar particularly. But folks, stay tuned for that. That should be an amazing, groundbreaking interview. I want to just quickly again mention that there are limited copies available of The Order of Death, which couldn't have been more timely now with the anniversary of Bohemian Grove, Cremation of Care, starting again tomorrow. And there are limited copies of that. You can order that at Infowars.com. Also, some remaining copies of the autographed version, the first edition of Terror Storm by Alex Jones. If you haven't seen this movie, it is absolutely amazing. Everything's there. After making dozens of films, finally, it's all there. It's all very succinct. It's not really an information dump or overload. It's just what you need to know about history and about current events in order to pass information along to your friends, family, coworkers, and people on the street. It is waking people up like never before. Get your autographed copy of Terror Storm. There are limited copies available. You can go to Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139. Operators are standing by. 888-253-3139. And I say this as an unbiased person. I mean, these are the films that woke me up. These are the films that I've used to help get through to my friends and my family. And they are extremely effective as long as, of course, you're being a good example as well. You can't give someone a film and then go worship the United Nations or hate the United States or fall into leftist, rightist dogma. So there's a lot that goes to this, but these are great instruments to wake people up. All of the films by Alex Jones, but again, limited copies of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, coupled with The Order of Death, and then again, Terror Storm. Autographed copies going very quickly. 888-253-3139. I have time to sneak in Jeff in Canada. Jeff, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Jack, thanks a lot for taking my call. I really appreciate it. How are you?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Good. I've just been sending some emails around. I was just looking at Wingnut TV.
We're not going there. We're not going there. Thanks for the call. Let's go to William in, is it Canada? William, you're up.
It's Georgia.
William in Georgia. Thanks. Can't read my own writing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the Egyptian mysteries and what you know about that. Just talk to your audience about that. I think that's a real big part of this entire conspiracy.
Well, we know that, look, our leaders, this is one of, I think, you know, we're talking about cost-benefit analysis and all the different levels that these controllers benefit in going into Iraq. You know, one of the first things we noticed is that the museums were being raided and all of the trinkets and all of the powerful occultist treasures were being gobbled up and raided. And look, this is the same thing with Egypt. This is why I believe when I read white papers that say Egypt is on the board, that we want to go take over Egypt, we want to stabilize Egypt with a project for a new American century, or Saudi Arabia, we see these people really coveting their homeland. And if you don't believe me, folks, look around you. You will see nothing but the Eye of Horus and pyramids all throughout the infrastructure and architecture in the new United States of America.
Oh, yeah, and William Cooper, that's what he covered, and he definitely got taken out because he was not allowed to live in a post-9/11 world.
Yeah, well, we could have used William Cooper right about now, but we carry the torch for William Cooper. We'll be right back, folks. Wayne Madsen coming up in the third hour of our broadcast. This is the Alex Jones Show.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.